It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning and welcome to another exciting radio show. I really am grateful. I want to start off saying how grateful I am. I have so much positive response over the past couple of weeks of people listening to the show and expressing to me how much it's helped them maybe break free from their thinking, you know, get them working better, understanding how they could heal their body, become leaner, eat better, everything I talk about. And I just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. We're up for top three leading chiropractors in the Hudson Valley. And it's because, you know, you guys, right? I appreciate that. And if everybody has voted for us, it goes to the end of this month. But if you voted for us, thank you very much. And if you care to vote for us, because it's not just me, it's my whole clinic. I have great staff. They help out tremendously. It's a lot of help and support. It's not just me. But if you voted for us, great. If you'd like to vote for us, you can go to Hudson Valley Magazine. So Best of the Hudson Valley is where you vote for, and then go to Health and Beauty and Chiropractic and vote for me there, Dr. Eric Ashburn. That's if you want to. Seriously, if you don't want to, great anyway, right? I'm grateful for everybody who has voted and people listen to the show and just so many people supporting our mission to change lives. It's really exciting. I mean, I can't believe how many people are really want to get better, how many people are sick of being sick, because that's a bad place to live. And so many people get caught up in it and they realize there's no way of getting out. It's very difficult to get out. And the biggest deception that was ever in healthcare is that our bodies are incapable of achieving optimal health without modern medicine. You know, that's true, right? It's true. What's true about it is that our perpetuating belief is how the pharmaceutical industry not only survives, but thrives. In reality, so many people have returned to other natural alternatives and achieved significantly better results. Society, you know, has told us for so long that when we're born, you go to the doctor when you don't feel well, and they kindly give us pills to make you feel better. However, we're starting to see many, many people are moving away from that mindset that's been put in their head. I'm not bashing the medical system. I'm really not. I feel they're wonderful, especially when you're dealing with crisis care. If you have crisis care, you have an organ deficiency, you need help. My wife had half of her thyroid removed, and she needs thyroid hormone. She does. She had half her thyroid removed due to a detoxification process that went wrong. So sometimes we need help, and I'm not bashing them, but basically, you know, all the stuff that we're told, all the stuff that we've been sort of brainwashed into believing isn't exactly true. You know, despite all this, you know, we've been geared to accept that medically based mindset and how to achieve optimal health, how to get rid of disease, and who to listen to when it comes to taking recommendations is the way to do it. And apart from emergency care, reliance on the system is causing us to suffer more than we've ever imagined. So as a society, we become more reliant on the medical industry to treat symptoms, not the causes. That's it. So we're treating our symptoms. If you go in there with headaches and they figure out how to get rid of your headaches, they didn't get rid of the cause of how you had the headache in the first place. Our bodies are supposed to function perfectly. We're supposed to work very, very well. And there's no need for pharmaceuticals majority of the time to be healthier, right? Because our bodies don't need that. Now, I'm not, like I say, I understand there's a need for it. I'm not bashing it. But we're not designed to need pharmaceuticals to be healthier. No one ever, you know, forgot to take their antibiotics and they got sick, right? They got sick because their body was weak. They got something going on in their body. They took antibiotics to help them get over it quickly, but it didn't really fix the issue. It essentially takes your immune system, shoves it into a closet and says, we'll be back once this problem's over with, hang out in here. And every time we fight something off with antibiotics, our immune system gets weaker. So that mindset of taking medication for every, you know, a pill for every ill doesn't really help us get much healthier. As Napoleon Hill once said, every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it a seed of great, equal or greater benefit. So we can decide what seed we want to represent, what pill, the blue pill or the red pill. So shifting society's understanding of what constitutes real health and how it can be achieved from a medically based foundation to the often vilified underdog, a holistic one, is more than just checking a mark on your list. It's ever evolving. We have to continue. And that's the biggest reason I do this radio show, right? Because I believe it makes better common sense when it's laid out for you. We hear so much marketing, so much advertising, and sometimes it becomes the most pervasive message you hear becomes believed. So you believe the message despite the fact it isn't exactly accurate. They say a lie told often enough is believed, right? If you're told a lie often enough, it's believed as truth. The truth is our bodies are incredible. Yeah, that's you. If you're in your car right now, you're at home, wherever, your body's incredible. I guarantee it. It runs millions of functions every day, and you need not to consciously monitor or direct it. You know, I guarantee none of you are thinking of your heart and saying, beat, 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 beat. But we're not doing that. Our hearts know how to do it. We're not telling our lungs to breathe. Breathe, right? They know how to do it. So, you know, what makes us think the human body can't cope without pharmaceutical medicines? It can. It's done it for thousands of years before even the patented synthetics. And now, if you had a major issue, and my goal, if we were living in 1850, eating food that grew next to us, organic food, living a good life, and we had medical intervention for crisis, we could take pharmaceuticals and take things that could save our lives in crisis moments, that'd be good. We have a good life right there. But ultimately, we need to understand how our body truly works. We need to be aware of our food sources, be honest with ourselves about our current state of health. So many people come in and say, I had this pain just now, and it's been there for 10, 15, 20 years. Not the pain, but the problem. But all of a sudden, it's like a pimple on your skin. The whitehead develops, and that's the pain, yet it's been growing underneath the skin even prior to that. So if you look outside our Western establishment to get a second opinion on your medications and alternatives and assess whether those medications are taking or actually creating or supporting a state of good health, that's most important. So the good news. I want to give you good news, right? Because our country's not really... I want to give you another statistic, right? We take 85% of the world's medications. The world's medication are taken in the United States. 85% of them. We only make up 5% of the world's population. So it's crazy that difference. 85% of the world's medication taken by 5% of the world's population. And if that were the thing that made you healthier, how do you think we'd rank? Overall health, right? 37 countries they rank, industrialized first world nations they rank on health. Where do you think we rank? If you think we're number one, that's not correct. If you think we're number 20, no. 30, no. For those who put your hands up and said 37, you're right. We rank 37th in overall health. And infant mortality is extremely low, and many other factors, longevity, are extremely low. So we have to make a major, major change. But really, the good news is you really have the ability to be healthy and be well. And well-being isn't just achieved through avoiding infection and disease. So everybody walking around with masks over the past couple of years, I'm going to tell you, they didn't work that well. And Dr. Anthony Fauci came out and said, they don't work that well. It was just a guess. And the social distancing, it didn't work that well. So a lot of the stuff the greatest experts are telling us didn't work that well. So avoiding sicknesses isn't the best answer for being healthy. It's a holistic process of caring for our physical, mental, and spiritual selves. And understanding that we're intrinsically linked, all those things are linked together so strongly to help us be healthier. So if you think about how your body works, I mean, if you broke it down and said, how does my body truly work? How's it designed to work? That's a big thing. How's it designed to work? Our brain runs everything. Now, we need food. If we don't have food, we die. But first and foremost, primarily, our brain runs everything. So if you have food enter your mouth, if it's a carbohydrate, protein, fat, it goes to your stomach. And your body knows the difference. It's already chemically analyzed the food, sent the messages to your brain. Your brain interpreted what sort of food it was and sent messages back down to your stomach and further down your small and large intestines. And your brain will tell your intestines how to use certain chemicals, certain enzymes to extract the proper nutrients from the food and absorb those nutrients into your tissues so you can be healthy. All the vitamins, it's incredible. All those vitamins, your body absorbs and utilizes them. You know, when a mother's nursing a baby, real, real cool fact right here. Mother's nursing a baby and the baby has an infection in its body. The mother can tell through the baby's saliva touching her skin that the baby needs different stuff in the milk that the mother then produces. Isn't that crazy? So you as a woman will produce different milk for your baby based upon how your baby's health is interpreted through the baby's saliva coming in through your breast, and then your breast creates different tissue. But what it does though, that in saliva comes into your breast, your brain gets the messages, sends the message back down to your glands to produce different factors within your milk to heal the baby. That's how incredible our bodies are. Don't think for a second your body can't heal from everything. You know, your body deserves that credit. It really can heal from everything if it's running right. So the brain runs everything in your body. Now, we don't run off of Wi-Fi. I wish we did. You know, Wi-Fi is pretty cool for the most part. I like my home to be hardwired. Hardwiring is the best way because all those Wi-Fi signals aren't the best for us. But Wi-Fi, you know, it's all right. But we're hardwired. We're hardwired from our brain through our spinal cord. It connects to the bottom of your brain, runs straight down to your body, into your pelvis, and off of that hardwire, that spinal cord, every nerve that goes to every cell in your body branches off of it. So every nerve has millions of other nerves in it that branch off and go to every cell in your body. So hopefully, if you're like me, I geek out on this stuff. Hopefully you're saying, wow, I never knew that. It's pretty incredible. I love this. If you're a new patient in my office, you come in, I go over information with you, you know, with a poster. We have a big poster that I go over with you. Every single time, it jazzes me up. It geeks me out. It's never mundane for me because it's so exciting. So when we talk about this stuff, if there's anything stopping that information from getting to your body's in a deficit of function, which over time equals disease. So if you get disease due to a deficit in function, then you go to your medical doctor looking for answers, it isn't going to help you. Ultimately, if you have a thyroid issue and they give you thyroxine to take and you take it and it helps your numbers, it isn't getting rid of the process which created the thyroid issue. And that process breaks down and gets worse, creates more neurological pressure. Thyroid doesn't work as well as time goes on. And guess what? You need more medication over time to make it function the same way. So that's why medication, I feel it's valuable, like I said, but I don't think it's complete. I feel you need to get your body working great before you ever need the medication. This way you won't need it. You know, a lot of people come into my office and that pain, you know, across their shoulders is really hurting them. And that's the structural side of it, that pain. But then neurologically, the nerves run down to the arms and hands. Maybe a carpal tunnel, numbness and tingling, trigger finger, issues going around neurologically into their heart and lungs, creating heart breakdown, lung issues, cardiovascular events. And they don't even know why, but when it happens, the first sign of heart disease in the majority of people is a heart attack. And then you got to go to the medical system because you have to. It's a crisis in that time, but you should have never been in the crisis before. I had a good friend, kind of crazy story. And he had a neighbor who was a heart surgeon. And the heart surgeon came back one day and he was all dejected. His head was hanging down. And my friend saw him outside of his house. He said, "Hey, what's going on, Mike?" He said, "Oh, I had a rough day. You know, I had this one guy, he came in and we just couldn't save him. No matter what we did, you know, he just died on the table. And there was actually a mistake that happened and it may have caused him his life. I'm not sure. And it could have been my fault." He was really down, right? He was going on and on. So my friend stopped. He looked at him. He said, "Mike, you know, whose fault was it that patient died?" He said, "You know, I'm not really sure. I mean, it could have been my fault. I don't like knowing that it could have been my fault." He said, "Whose fault was it the patient died?" And Mike, the light bulb went off and he said, "I get it. It was the patient's fault." Now, that's a rude way of saying it, but that patient should have never been on the table in the first place if he knew the truth, how to take care of himself, take care of his heart. Why are there people 100 years old still smoking, drinking, doing everything wrong? Why is that happening? Well, meanwhile, there's people 50 years old smoking, drinking, and dying. And they're saying it's from the smoking and drinking. So there's always a difference in how your body functions and reacts. It's not genetics. It's how your body's working. There was a man who was 107. He's in a documentary. And they were showing him, he was still driving his pickup truck, which he bought new in 1970, believe it or not. And he's still doing that. And he says every day he drives down to visit his wife in the hospital is 100 years old. And while he was doing that, he got up, he said, "This is what I have in the morning." And he showed what he had in the morning. And he had a Diet Dr. Pepper, you know, horrible for him. Drank a Diet Dr. Pepper for breakfast. And he went and he had soup, like Campbell's soup, which isn't great for you. That's what he ate pretty much every day. And he had 7 cigars. He had 10 Dr. Peppers every day and he ate like crap. And you're like, how is this guy still alive? But he had great neurological function. I could tell this by looking at him, a great posture, everything. So that's the key, right? If you have your spine and nervous system working properly, you're going to be as healthy as you can be. So getting that analyzed is most important. That's at the pinnacle of healthcare. Your body, if you know what's going on in your spine and nervous system and you're working on correcting, getting back to normal, your body will have its best chance of working and functioning properly. So in my office, when people come in, I take x-rays. So we go over your history, find out if you're even a candidate for being checked out, adjusted, and cared for. Then we take x-rays. From there, we determine the exact care profile and protocol for you to get healthy. And it's very complicated for me. I keep it easy for you. But everybody's different. We create different care plans for everybody to get healthier. And I had a woman come in last week. and she had an issue and she was unsure whether she can get better, but we took x-rays and we found out she can get better. You know, she was down. She thought the medical system had failed her. She had surgery already, a couple surgeries, and it hasn't helped her. And I looked at her x-rays and said, you can be helped. And she was so relieved and glad about that fact. So if you want to be checked out, if you want to look at your x-rays, see if there's a deficit, there's pressure, abnormal position in your spine. If you want to come in and get checked out, do an x-ray. We do it for 5 people each week, 5 radio listeners, no one else. Seriously, come in my office. No one else do we give free appointments away for. But if you listen to the beginning of the show, I appreciate and love you guys so much. So if you want to take one of those appointments, come in. The first 5 people who call, if you call our number, it's time stamped. We listen to it. We realize you called first, or you're the first 5 people. And then we call you back sometime on Monday and we'll talk to you about an appointment, coming in for an appointment. We'll do the whole process, x-rays, history, exam, and follow up. And I'll probably even adjust you if something's going on there. Figure if you can be healthier, and we'll talk about those options. So if you want to come in, just call our number. It's 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Give us a call, leave a message. We'll be more than happy to set up that appointment time and have you come in. Once again, it's 845-896-1200. Give us a call and I'll check you out. And one thing I want to tell you, only call us if you're serious. We're a very busy office. No disrespect to anybody, but if you're serious about coming in, I would love to meet you, go over stuff, your history, try to get healthier, but only do if you're serious, because we're serious about trying to help you. And if you're serious about coming in, that'll be a good match and we'll help get you there. All right, so I want to get some nutrition for the second half of the show. It's really important, and most people don't understand much about supplementation. So I have a Core 4 I'm going to get into. My Core 4 plus a few more. That's my title, you know, Core 4 plus a few more. The Core 4, it's very valuable. These are the things your body has a real hard time finding, or if you get them, they're in bad forms, and there's other toxicity along with them, how they're distributed to you. So there's 4 supplements that you really need. Your body either can't make or you can't find them very easily the way we used to be able to get them. So we become deficient in supplements, and that can lead, and nutrition can lead to all sorts of issues, including weight gain. So that's a big issue also with people trying to lose weight. It isn't always about trying to lose weight. It's trying to get rid of the things that cause you to put it on. Right? There's certain things that make putting on fat much easier. And if you get rid of them, your body can lose weight more naturally. So the Core 4 are a good quality multivitamin. That seems very simple, but a good quality multivitamin, because our food does not have the same nutrients it's designed to have in it. So anywhere between 30 to 50% less quality nutrients are in vegetables and fruit compared to how they were 100, 150 years ago. And that's mostly to do with farming practices. If you want to listen to Dr. Zach Bush, he gets into this stuff quite a bit, and he has videos on YouTube. He's extremely smart guy. He's a triple board certified medical doctor, and he gets into how our soil has been ruined over the past 100 or so years. And it was done by a lot of the stuff, like the nitrogen we put in the soil to try to replace nutrients that was mostly left over from weapons. So we have weapons from wars, and they put nitrogen in the soil to try to boost it. But it's just a good way to try to get rid of the weapon stuff. So he goes into there, but a good quality multivitamin. Now, a multivitamin should be methylated. My mind has shifted on this. Methylated multivitamins simply mean the B vitamins, particularly B12 and B9, are methylated. So there's such a thing as cyanocobalamin, which is B12. That's what you're going to find in your multivitamin. If you look at your multivitamin, it's going to be cyanocobalamin. And if you get it, that's a toxic, or at least a very difficult type of B12 to absorb into your body. And so it should be methylcobalamin. Methylated, it's like taking crude oil out of the ground and then refining it to gasoline so you can run your car. You can't run your car on crude oil. You have to run it on gasoline. Same thing, if you're doing cyanocobalamin, then your body cannot process that easily. So you have to kind of refine it down to methyl, and your body can process that easily. Same thing with folate. Folate's the most abundant nutrient in our diet due to all the food that's fortified and enriched. When you fortify or enrich a food, if you look at the ingredient, it says enriched wheat. That means it's been sprayed with folate and folic acid. So it has tons of folic acid in it, which is not good for us. So it has to say methylfolate in your multivitamin. So look for a methylated multivitamin. We have methylated multivitamins that we sell. You can go to my website if you want to, drashburn.com. It's drashburn.com, and click on store. And then in there, you'll see all of our supplements. So just click on a supplement, even if it's not there, and it'll take you to the website of the company with the supplements. You can buy whatever supplement you want right there, right? So I'd recommend, I like the Primal Multivitamin. That's my favorite multivitamin they have. You could also just do DFH Complete. That's perfect too. Next up is vitamin D. Most of us, and I'm amazed how much information is out there, how few people get enough vitamin D. People are just deficient in it. We should have between 70 to 90 nanograms per deciliter of vitamin D in our blood, while the average person has about 13 to 15 in their blood. So your doctor will tell you 30. If you look at your blood work, say you have a level of 30 nanograms per deciliter, they'll say, oh, you're perfectly fine. That is still extremely low, right? Extremely low. It has to be up between 70 and 90. In order to do that, you need to take at least 5,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. Now that's vitamin D3, right? And it should have vitamin K1 and K2 unless you're on a blood thinner. If you're on a blood thinner, you shouldn't have K1 and K2. But vitamin D is absorbed so much better when you have vitamin K1 and K2 around it. So vitamin D3 with K1 and K2 in it. And once again, if you go to my website, drashmer.com, go to the store, and then you can find it. Just click on any supplement there and you can find vitamin D3. It's excellent. So vitamin D3 is so important. We don't get enough sunshine. I encourage people to get as much sunshine as they can because doctors tell you, don't get it. It's bad for you. Yet we've been in the sun for the past, 5 to 10,000 years. You don't want to mess around with that. Your body's meant to get sun. It's a type of stress in your body that is very good for you. If you have too much of it, it's bad. But if you get enough, it's very healthy for you. We need it. Okay. Number three, that's probiotics. So you need probiotics because we just don't get enough. Even if you take probiotics, don't always get enough. Even if you eat fermented food, we just don't get enough. So back before we had refrigeration, we used to ferment our foods. We used to jar our foods. And our vegetables and people, all cultures fermented their foods. And all the blue zone cultures ferment their foods. And you get tons of good probiotics from doing that. Now, most of the probiotics we get are synthetic. It says fortified with probiotics. Most of that's synthetic. Your body cannot absorb it. It's very damaging to you. So you really need to get natural probiotics, a good form of it. And, I like the ones I take. They're little spheres. They're really good. I don't take them as frequently as I used to because I'm very caught up. I know all my levels and numbers. But probiotics, you can find that Designs for Health, which you can locate through my website. But probiotics are very good. The last thing, omega-3 oils. Yeah, they're real important because the only place you're really going to get good quality omega-3 oils from are wild-caught Alaskan fish. So if you get wild-caught Alaskan salmon, they don't have the toxins. Most non-Alaskan fish have tons of mercury in them. So if you get a salmon that's farm-raised, first of all, they're fed a very different diet. They don't have the same quality omega-3s. They have more lead in them, more mercury in them, sorry. And if they're caught out in the ocean, they have more mercury in them. So you have to go to areas of the world where there isn't as much mercury in the water, such as Alaska, and you get these fish in Alaska and they're much, much higher levels of omega-3s without any dangerous toxins in them. Now, you can take an omega-3 supplement. I recommend that because it's real hard and it's tough to get the fish and tough to afford good quality wild caught salmon from Alaska. So basically, if you take a good omega-3 supplement, then that could fill the bill. Definitely can help you do it better. So the omega-3 is real important too, because we just can't get enough. It's real hard to find them. And if we're taking generic omega-3s or eating just random fish, it could be real damaging. You could get mercury toxicity very quickly. So that's my core four. Now, of course, there's a few more, like curcumin you could take for inflammation, colostrum I love. It's the first milk produced by a nursing animal. So it comes from cows. You can get it from women, but it's not as easy to get or probably as fun for them. So cows, you can get the colostrum, and it's really good. Now we get grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and it has a very similar omega-3 profile to wild-caught salmon. So just in case, you want grass-fed and grass-finished beef, that's the way you should be eating it. It's very good for you. So many people, they don't know this, and they're not taking the right supplements, and literally they're packing on weight and not as healthy as they could be. So I know my son, he just had a cold. He's down at college. I asked him if he's taking any vitamins. He said, no, he just forgets to do it. I say, you have to do it. Really, like vitamin D crushes your immune system if you're low in it. So, we have people that come in our office looking to lose weight, and they're packing on weight. They cannot lose the weight because they're so undernourished micronutritionally. And we have systems and technology to find out exactly where your deficiencies are, particularly if you're holding on to weight, right? We want to find out why you're holding on to weight. And once we have you scanned with our systems, it gives us all the information. We really plug in those nutrients, those supplements into your diet. Then we change what you're eating, but mostly it's organic whole food and the weight falls off. It really falls off quickly. Now we have coaches too, because there's a lot of little pitfalls along the way. And it's a very emotional and mental game, weight loss. But we have coaches that help you through the process. We have a very high success rate of people dropping weight. You know, I mentioned in the show a couple other times, I did it. I just wanted to experiment and try the program for myself. And I was about 220 pounds. My body fat was, I think, 18 or 19%. I wasn't extremely fat. I had a little extra fat, but I lost 30 pounds in the first 40 days. It blew my mind. And I was much healthier, felt better. I was much more mentally clear and sharp. I woke up every day in less pain. I mean, every single factor of my health that I wanted to be better, it improved once I dropped the weight and nourished my body. I was so much healthier. So, you know, if you want to come in and get checked out, we open up every week. We open up 5 appointments for the first 5 people who want to come in and at least get scanned and checked out to see whether or not you're a candidate as a hard loser for our program. Our program is very specified to people who have a very difficult time losing weight, called hard losers. And if that's you, if you know it's just you eat right, you do everything well, and it's impossible to drop the weight, you know, give us a call. Be glad to set up a time with you. It's you can call us at 845-897-LOSS. And that's 845-897-5677. And we'll set up a time. We're very busy this time of year. It's crazy. But we lock out certain times during the next upcoming 2 weeks. So if you want to come in, just as I said earlier when I offered to come in for getting checked out, just be serious. If you want to come in, just be really committed to try to lose weight, want to do the process, and we'd be more than happy to check you out. So come in. It's the number is 845-897-LOSS or 845-897-5677. We'll set up a time for you. We'll meet you. Say hello. Come in and just say hi, but come in, get checked out. And then we could figure out options for you. That's what we always do. Figure out the options of how to get you healthier, working better. And then from there, you know, you make your decisions. Seriously, you make decisions, but the options need to be known. We need to know about this stuff. We need to teach you that stuff so you can be healthier. So listen, thanks for listening. I appreciate all you guys. Once again, I love all of you. I'll be on next Sunday morning at 7. I hope you can tune in, and I'll talk to you more about health, function, and life. Take care.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.